Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful to gather together on this morning, whether we are online worshiping, viewing later for worship, or in this place right now. We honor and praise your holy name, for you are worthy of all the praise. Open our hearts to receive, O God. Move me out of the way. And let your Holy Spirit move generously between us. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Saints, the word of God gives life. The wisdom of God is a good gift, a perfect gift. You're going to have to bear with me because I haven't preached in 3 weeks, so we may be here all day. If we're not out soon, I told them to deliver the lunch to us in here. Many of you know how much I love coffee and chocolate. What you may not know is Dove chocolate, this little piece of paper you saw fall on the ground, has an ongoing campaign of phrases inside of each individually wrapped foil. These phrases provide daily inspiration and are coined as Dove's promise quotes. Quotes say, take a deep breath and exhale. So if you're out and about and you see someone take a deep breath and exhale, they probably just had a piece of Dove chocolate. Some also say, sleep late tomorrow, which sounds good to all of us because we will sleep late from laboring on Labor Day. Others say, and this is my favorite, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. While celebrating my birthday month and celebrating a little while taking my daughter to college, I confess I may have eaten quite a bit of Dove chocolates. And as always, thank you for the consistent and continuous birthday love. This is my 3rd birthday at Cokesbury, so I'm still a toddler. My first day back in the office, just about everyone gathered throughout the day to chat. Pastor Josh was the first one in there, politely taking from my candy dish. If you've been in my office, I have candy dishes around. They took mints and Hershey Kisses, M&Ms and Lindt chocolate, because my office had been closed for 2 weeks, so they were getting their fill. At one point, Mina, our business manager, and she knows I'm going to do this, took my very last piece of Dove chocolate. That's why she's on vacation. She unwrapped it, ate the chocolate, and after reading her little piece of foil, she said, I don't know if the response was for the chocolate or the foil. So I was intrigued. I asked her to share with me what her little phrase said. And I kid you not, it was today's passage in 7 words. You're like, right, how'd that happen? It says, see it here? Don't talk about it, just be about it. We're done for the day. Don't talk about it, just be about it. Have you heard this phrase before? This Dove promise? It's a quick summary of our text. The sentence structure isn't perfect, but the message certainly is. It is a powerful challenge when placed alongside today's text. Don't talk about it, saints. Be about it. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. And we're being challenged, pushed, nudged to be about our faith, a faith that works, a faith that is actively involved, a faith that participates, a faith that embodies our soul, a faith that helps us to recognize and thwart temptation, a faith that will strengthen us as we endure trials and challenges. See, God's word and God's promises prove to us that God not only has a great love for us, but God has a great interest in our daily lives, a great interest in how we live out our faith. Because as someone told me earlier today, you were made in the image of God. So let's talk about it and be about our faith. As we dive into this series, I invite you to read one chapter per day, Monday through Friday. I'm going to give you tomorrow off because you're going to sleep late, right? But one chapter per day. There are only 5 chapters. Use it as your daily devotion. Friends, James, this letter, this epistle, is an odd but interesting letter. The opening to this letter quickly introduces us to the one who is the servant of God, the one who is not only the servant of God, but of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though the New Testament mentions a number of persons named James, the name attributed to this letter is known as the half-brother of Jesus. This letter carries with it a bit of skepticism. It tells us nothing of Jesus, nothing of his death or his resurrection. It's practical in its instruction, and it reads more like one of the wisdom books, Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. So before we move on, there's a story of a pastor who is walking in his neighborhood when he notices a small boy trying to press a doorbell on a house. However, the doorbell is just out of this child's reach. After watching the boy's efforts for some time, the pastor walks up, bends down to the child's level, and gives the doorbell a ring, and then turns to the child and says, "Now what, young man?" And the child says, "Now we run." So as we dig deeper into James, into our faith, now is not the time to run. Let's not only talk about it, but be about it. Our text begins with verse 17. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. These gifts come down from the Father, the creator of the heavenly lights, in whose character there is no change at all. No change at all. Friends, God, who is steadfast, immovable, who does not change, is the source of all good gifts, of all perfect gifts, that we need to achieve the wisdom and perfection that God has promised us. I told you I hadn't preached in 3 weeks, so y'all just sit still for a minute. And I want you to sit in that as well. See, it's okay that our God is steadfast and immovable. It is okay that our God does not change and that our God is the source of all good gifts. It is okay that we need these good gifts to achieve wisdom and perfection that God has promised us. After all, we are reminded in verse 5 that all wisdom comes from God. wisdom, saints, is a divine teacher. And before James dives into this letter, he acknowledges our humanity. He acknowledges our finiteness. He acknowledges the tests, the trials, the doubts, the challenges, the temptations that we encounter. And if you could write down just one trial, test, doubt, or challenge that you have encountered this week alone, what would it be? Hold on to that. What would it be? Hold on to it tight. Because I want you to know that you are stronger than you think. Grounded deeper in the faith than you know. Hold on to it and hear what James says in verse 2. My brothers and sisters, that's us, think of the various tests, I've only asked you to think of one, you encounter as occasions for joy. Everyone say joy. Joy. After all, you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let this endurance complete its work in you so that you may be fully mature, fully complete, and lacking in nothing. But anyone who needs wisdom, and I'm going to stop here for a moment, if anyone needs wisdom on how to endure, wisdom on how to persevere, wisdom on how to be an agent of love, wisdom of how to not talk about our faith, but be about our faith, simply ask God. Simply ask God. That was me, Pastor Sheila. Now let's go back to James. He says, but anyone who needs wisdom should ask God, whose very nature is to give it to everyone without a second thought, without keeping score, without anything in return. Wisdom will be given to those who ask. And then finally in verse 6, he says, wisdom, when it comes to us, whoever asks shouldn't hesitate. They should ask in faith and without doubting. Ask in faith without doubting. So often we say, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We say this not only because good things are happening, but we say it because we count it all joy that every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God, comes from above. Therefore, God is good. Saints, in your mind, as you hold on to your challenge, your doubt, your trial, your temptation, besides the gift of support groups and community groups, small groups and Sunday school classes, therapists, and the community of faith, what good and perfect gift comes from above? If I say Jesus Christ, can I get an amen? Holy Spirit, amen. Hope, amen. Grace, amen. Love, amen. Prayer. Double amen on that one. See, James, in his candid letter, through the Dove remix, Don't Talk About It, Just Be About It, encourages us to pray. For example, we often say to one another, I will pray for you, and we don't. Might be stepping on some toes. Or I will pray about that, and we don't. One way to not just talk about it, but to be about it, is to stop in that very moment and pray with that person. Pray over that concern. Pray and praise God for that celebration. Because when we talk about it, later on, we may not be about it. But in that moment when we're talking, God is giving us an opportunity to be. Prayer is just one example. We pray because we recognize the blessing and the power of prayer. Prayer is active and participatory. Prayer helps us to realize and thwart temptation. Prayer strengthens us to endure trials. It helps us to practice patience, humility, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and even slower to become angry. Prayer helps us to remember our faces in the mirror, walk away, and stay connected to God and God's word. Prayer leads us to freedom and the willingness to control what we say, how we care for others in the church, and how we stay connected to Jesus Christ. Prayer leads to us to talk about it and to be about our faith. Verse 18 says, God chose to give us birth by his true word, and here is the result. We are like the first crop from the harvest of everything he created. God, as I said earlier, has a divine interest in us. Through salvation, through our faith, through grace and love, we are the first crop. We are the first fruits. We are the first harvest to remind us and every person on this earth of their divine relationship with an unchanging, steadfast, immovable God. God's perfection, his love, his grace, his forgiveness provides us a model for our behavior. Don't talk about it, be about it. Our active faith, our active prayer life, our practice of asking for wisdom, my dear brothers and sisters, when James says everyone should be quick to listen, everyone should be slow to speak, everyone should be slow to grow angry, there isn't anyone in here that cannot take those few little verses to heart. Listen. Speak slowly. Be slow to grow in anger. Oh, how the politicians and the government and the social media, heck, humanity itself, should be, according to this scripture, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to grow angry. How different our world would be. So, saints, we, as the first fruit, lead the way. Why? Because an angry person doesn't produce God's righteousness. An angry person has no humility. An angry person cannot set aside evil thoughts or wickedness. An angry person does not welcome God's word, God's wisdom, God's love, God's grace. An angry person cannot accept God's word planted deep inside of them. The word that is able to save all of us. An angry person cannot hold on to that. I've shared how much anger I have seen lately. This was several weeks ago. When God's word is planted deep inside of us, when our faith is activated in prayer and participation, anger has no room to grow. When God's word is planted deep inside of us, and we are quick to listen, slow to grow angry, and slow to say some of the words that pop up in our minds and hearts, God's word pops up, and anger cannot grow inside of us. Proverbs 15 says, a sensitive answer turns back wrath, but an offensive word stirs up anger. And of course, there's a Dove chocolate foil for that as well. Don't let anger rent a room in your head. And I'm going to add, nor your heart. So saints, praying for is talking about it. Praying with is being about it. Do I need to say that again? Praying for is talking about it. Praying with is being about it. So I'm going to say, pray with your husband or your wife. Hello? Pray with your children, whether they're little or grown up. Pray with your friends. Pray with a stranger. Pray with the community. Pray with your siblings. Pray with each other. Not for, with. Let's not just talk about it. Let's be about it. As we study God's word together, it will implant deep inside us. So let us strive together, encouraged to be doers of God's word, not just hearers, to pray and ask for wisdom, God's wisdom, and remember every good and perfect gift comes from above. I'm done. I only have a few more things to say. James tells us in verse 25, those who study the perfect law, the law of freedom, and continue to do it, they don't listen and then forget, but they put it into practice into their lives. This is what the scripture tells us. They will be blessed in whatever they do. See, God is worthy of our prayers. God is worthy of our praise. God is worthy of our trust. God's word is worthy to be implanted deep inside of us, deep in our hearts. Practice daily. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. For every perfect gift comes from where? Above. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.